At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
A warmer friendly hello, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops-Deers, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and got a great podcast for you. We're going to have this one a little bit shorter, just after the onslaught of what we wound up seeing with Western Kentucky being able to get Emmanuel Aycott. Did not wind up having a lot of news to follow that up on Wednesday, so we are going to be reacting a little bit to that with our good friend Kevin Sweeney over there at HeatCheckCBB, and we have seen quite a few American Athletic Conference teams affected in the last few days. So Florida with Russell Shua, he's been dealing with trying to get back into the country after he was playing in a few FIBA events for Cameroon. Does that affect them? And just what can we expect from teams other than Houston and Memphis out there in the AAC? Also going to be talking a little bit about how the Emmanuel Aycott decision winds up affecting Memphis as well. And we're going to get a sleeper team or two from our good friend Kevin Sweeney that he's starting to feel a little bit more bullish on for the upcoming season. So we're going to be talking to Kevin Sweeney, who does an amazing job over there at Sports Illustrated, here in the second segment. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_D1. Keep in mind, letters CM, naming does not matter. As per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not wind up getting in any Twitter questions today, so I have a little bit of a shorter podcast, and still continuing on with conference previews. Looks like either tomorrow or 48 hours from now should be able to come out with a Summit League preview. Also have the Patriot League and the SoCon on tap for within the next, we're going to call it 10 or so days as well. So those are on the horizon, and on the other side, a great chat with Kevin Sweeney right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops-Deers, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you gotta think he's gonna guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's gonna guard.
He's gonna guard. Like you see him in the Olympics, he's gonna guard. And then on top of that,
like that, see that.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
And we're back in lovely Las Vegas. We're Chris Kessler with myself, Greg Gibbs Spears, and now a part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. And it is always great to get this guest on as Kevin Sweeney does absolutely terrific work taking a look at the game of college basketball. I know that he's going to be a part of the almanac that's coming out over there at the Field of 68. That is going to be a deep dive of, from if I was reading it correctly, 600,000 words to preview the upcoming college basketball season, which is absolutely insane. He does amazing work over there at Sports Illustrated, doing a lot with their newsletters, doing a lot with college basketball as well. He also does the CBB Central podcasts, and to be able to follow Kevin Sweeney on Twitter, that is at @CBB_Central, all together. And Kevin, it is always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. I will say I am just a very vocal supporter of the new almanac. I'm not a official writer, but very much look forward to seeing what those guys put together. They've been working behind the scenes on it for a long time and have provided some advice and counsel, I suppose, where appropriate, but nothing more than a friend, an advisor, and a purchaser on this one.
Yep, same here with me, because a lot of our good friends in the industry are going to be contributing on that. They want to making that announcement very early on Wednesday morning, and that is going to be absolutely amazing to take a look at. I just am blown away. 600,000 words. That's a labor of love right there, my friend. And Kevin, I know that you're doing a great job of getting set for the upcoming season, as well as I know that you're starting to get to work on all of your previews, and I have to do a little bit of work on my preview for Western Kentucky, because when I wanted to do my Conference USA preview, I felt like they were the very clear number two team in that conference going in. And even after Emmanuel Aycott wound up going to Western Kentucky, I still have them just a little bit behind UAB. But I take a look at things now, and I thought Western Kentucky was a team that they had a chance to be able to sneak into the top 50 overall. Now I certainly think that they're not just a top 50 team, but a team that could possibly be there in sort of that top 40, be up there for an at-large bid, and perhaps we wind up seeing two teams wind up making the NCAA tournament as an at-large from Conference USA. Not sure what Emmanuel Aycott does for you in terms of him going to Western Kentucky, but I think this is just massive for them.
It's a great get. I think the one thing that's valuable with Aycott is he doesn't need the ball to be successful, right? He's this kind of Swiss Army knife, can play 1-4, can really, really guard, can make shots, but he's not a guy that's going to be ball dominant. It's not a guy that is going to blow up your team. And I think that's a really valuable thing. Now, I'm not necessarily as bullish as you are in terms of, you know, top 40 necessarily, because I think we've seen in the past under Rick Stansberry that things have, for the most part, kind of hovered around that 100 range in KenPom. I think they could be better than that, but they've had some really talented rosters over the years. You know, Bassey, Josh Anderson, Tavion Hollingsworth, Lamonte Bearden, you know, Cam Justice. There have been so many guys that have come through this thing that have been really, really high players, and it's just kind of stagnated at that 100 range. So, you know, I think maybe they have top 75 juice. Certainly, I wouldn't want to see them in an NCAA tournament setting. But I'm going to hold off on the at-large love. But, yeah, I think there's a lot to like here with this roster, without a doubt. I mean, the shooting with Frampton and Dante Allen from Kentucky is really high level. You have ball handling with Davion McKnight and Christian Lander. You have rim protection with Jamarian Sharp. You've got a true power forward in Jarius Hamilton, who's been around a lot in college basketball at the high major level. So, you know, again, I just think there's so much to be excited about if you are a Western Kentucky fan. And I think it's great for Conference USA generally in terms of the level of talent that this team will have, the potential competition with UAB at the top of the league. I think that's something that really all of college basketball can look forward to.
Oh, I'm right there with you. And I still do think that UAB is the top team in that conference. Just bringing back Jelly Walker after he averaged 20 points per game as a volume 3-point shooter. That's just absolutely insane. But what else I think is going to be interesting with Western Kentucky with this as well is going to be their tempo, because last year they were right around about that 85th range in terms of total possessions per game. If you look at efficiency numbers, maybe a tad bit higher, tad bit lower than that, but a little bit more of an up-tempo team. Emmanuel Aycott comes from Boise State, which, as we know, more of a defense-oriented team, a very slow team. And when you've got the tallest player in all of college basketball, and I'm not joking when I say the tallest player in all of college basketball, because Jabarian Sharp is 7'5", do you think it might be in the best interest of Western Kentucky to maybe play a little bit slower this year? Because when you bring in a guy like Aycott and his supreme defense, I do think that if Western Kentucky slows down their tempo a little bit more, it could allow them to give themselves the best opportunity to be able to pull off some upsets, especially in a non-conference that involves teams like Louisville.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, you want to be able to use your strengths, right? They have this, you know, dominant post presence in the half court. Defensively, you have this versatile long defender. But I also think they want to be able to fly them down to get McKnight looks. So I think it's tricky. I think at the end of the day, like you said, they have some non-conference tests that'll be interesting to watch. It'll be something to monitor is how does the offense kind of, you know, pull with, you know, the value of pushing McKnight in transition and getting him out in space with, okay, defensively, we could be dominant here if we let Aycott work on the perimeter and obviously Sharp on the interior.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how things wind up assembling over there at Western Kentucky. And then the team that winds up losing Emmanuel Aycott in Memphis, I still think that they're the number two team out there in the American, has joined me on the podcast. We do have Kevin Sweeney, but I think that without question for the game that Western Kentucky winds up getting, it is a pretty big loss for Memphis. Now, obviously, losing Kedrick Davis would have been a much, much bigger loss, no question about it. But I do take a look at Memphis now, and especially with the fact that they did wind up losing someone else in Jameer Young, who it looked like he was going to be coming from SMU. Fair to say that he was nothing more than a depth piece for them, as he was averaging right around like 2-3 points per game for SMU, so nothing really lost there. But losing two guys over the span of 10 days, not necessarily ideal for Memphis, and you have to wonder if this does wind up having a little bit of a ripple effect, because the reason why Emmanuel Aycott actually wound up going to Western Kentucky is because Kevontae Johnson wound up going to Kansas State, so we're seeing sort of all these moves wind up having a ripple effect on one another.
Yes, no, absolutely. There's always this little trickle down of scholarships and things like this, especially this time of year, mostly because, you know, there's only certain teams that are still recruiting, right? Obviously, there's plenty of teams that still have scholarships, but if you were in the Keontae Johnson sweepstakes, you were probably also involved in trying to potentially poach an Emmanuel Aycott. You're potentially involved in the international market with pieces. I think you saw that a lot even more when you look back to like June, when a guy like Joey Baker goes in the portal, a guy like Jake Randerson goes in the portal. You're seeing the same names come across the wire of schools that are just, you know, in need of something here to push you over the top. So definitely start seeing the trickle down. I think, like you said, it hurts to lose Aycott. I think particularly because this Memphis team wasn't overly deep to begin with. And so I start to look at them. I say, okay, you've got Davis, you've got a very good player in DeAndre Williams, but your third best scorer is Keontae Kennedy, who was the third best player at UTEP last year. You're going to have to play Alex Lomax big minutes again. You're starting to realize that Jaden Hardaway and Elijah McCadden are going to have to play. Aycott was just such a good kind of hole plugger for this team. And with him gone, I think that certainly hurts their chance of going back to the NCAA tournament.
Yep, no question. I do think that losing Emmanuel Aycott is certainly going to have an effect on Memphis. The good news for them is that it just feels like the American doesn't necessarily have a whole ton of depth. And what we're seeing right now with this Russell Chua situation winds up hurting a team in South Florida that, no question, they had a rough year on offense. And if they are going to be able to make some noise, it is going to be on the defensive end. But he's a 7-footer that was back in his home country of Cameroon because apparently his father was dealing with a little bit of a bout of COVID. He was also playing in the FIBA championships over there for his native country of Cameroon. I don't know if that was the full national team or if it was some sort of an under 20 sort of team, but I know that he was playing in one of those FIBA events for his home country. And right now he's been, from the sounds of it, flagged from being able to come back into the country. I don't know if you've got any more insights on this, but if nothing else, if he is delayed from coming back in to be able to just be able to resume his career over there at South Florida, it is going to cause for a little bit of chemistry issues, not being able to get on the same page, not being able to get as many practices in with his team. And it could be something that winds lingering as well. I don't know if you have much more as to what's happening with this Russell Chua situation, but it just seems like it's a very unfortunate circumstance that he finds himself in.
No doubt. I mean, very unfortunate. I don't have necessarily a ton to add because I don't think anyone really knows necessarily what the process is going to look like. I will say, I remember there was a 60 Minutes story done probably 2-3 years ago at this point surrounding visa process for African players and some of the corruption that takes place in that process and some of those very difficult, you know, things that are go beyond your control in order to just get to the United States. And so I don't know that this is necessarily transferable to other situations, but it's unfortunate that someone like Chewa, who's been in school, who's on track to get a degree at USF, now has issues trying to come back to the country. And so hopefully it gets straightened away, because obviously from a basketball standpoint, it's important to USF. But I think obviously for him, it's important because he deserves to be able to finish his degree. He deserves to be able to build out a better life for himself. So I'm not sure if this is something we'll see happen to other people, but I think it's something worth noting that there have been issues in the past regarding corruption and really just inconsistency in the visa process. And so you wonder if that's what's happening here. I don't know that there's anything beyond what's been reported right now. I don't have any insight there, Greg.
Yeah, it is just a very unfortunate circumstance. I'll certainly be keeping track of it because I just mentioned it out there in the American. It's a very clear number one with Houston. And not just are they number one out there in the American, but they're a top three team nationally, in my opinion. I think that you could have North Carolina, Gonzaga, in any order that you want in the top three. But I think that that's your top three as of right now, and then from there, Memphis, in my opinion, a very clear number two. And then everything else from there winds up being a little bit more jumbled up. And with South Florida being able to add someone like a Tyler Harris, which the one thing they were just horribly lacking last year was three-point shooting out of 358 teams. They were 358th in terms of three-point shooting. Defense was there for them. If they could just get a little bit of shooting, I felt like there was a little bit of a path forward for them. They do wind up adding a little bit in the offseason. And this is really, once again, 3-7, 3-8, a wide open conference. I think that Cincinnati's going to be able to take some strides forward. I think that Wichita State is going to be strong defensively, but I have my questions on them offensively. And I mean, for a team like South Florida, that they're looking to take that stride forward under Brian Gregory, where once again, defense has always been there, offense has never been there. This is a big blow for them.
Yes. I mean, I will say, I don't know that I would be backing South Florida with or without Chewa be a, you know, riser necessarily in the American. Look at some of the other teams. It's some of the coaches. I trust them more. But this is a big year. It's a potential hot seat year. They do bring in new talent. The barrier to become competitive in this league is not that high. And so when you look at guys like Harris, like Keyshawn Bryant, like Shelton Miguel, who have high major pedigrees, and you add in Shewa and Corey Walker, and you start to piece it together, you say, okay, maybe this is a group that could be competitive in this league and move up. And again, in a hot seat year, if you're Brian Gregory, 13 wins get you fired, but 17 probably doesn't. So can they navigate their way to something around 500 in the league is certainly the hope. And again, regardless of what happens with Shewa's immigration status, I hope that he's able to get it straightened away, but I'm not sure that will be the difference between them having a huge year and them struggling yet.
Yeah, and the biggest thing at this point is that you just hope that the young man is able to resume his college basketball career, and that South Florida has their own pieces, has their full allotment of pieces as to whether or not they are able to succeed or not succeed for this upcoming season, because you just don't want to see a team hamstrung because of an ordeal like this, as we do have Kevin Sweeney, does a great job over there at Sports Illustrated, joining me right here on the podcast. And then, Kevin, like I mentioned, and we mentioned it at the top, it is starting to get to be preview season here in college basketball. And just as you've been doing your research, has there been a team or two that has caught your eye, whether it be to the positive or the negative, that as you've dove into them, you're just starting to have a little bit of a different opinion on them? Because, I mean, it happens to be all the time when I wind up doing my conference previews, as I wind up taking a little bit more of a deep dive in it, I think, man, you know what? PSEX, I thought it was going to be a good fit. Now that I've dove into it, it's probably not going to be such of one, and vice versa. When I take a look at some teams, like, I mean, all of a sudden, because I've been doing my write-ups for the SoCon, I'm feeling even better about Furman than I was before, and I was feeling pretty good about them to start with. They're a team that I'm starting to feel a little bit more bullish on. Is there any team that, as you've dove into them a little bit more, you've been having your opinion change on them just a tad?
I think one team that would stand out in that regard would be Xavier. I just think the more I've thought about it and realized the level of talent left behind by Travis Steele and the kind of baseline coaching competence you know comes with Sean Miller, right? I mean, obviously he has taken his criticism over the years, both because of the FBI stuff, but also because of the struggles in the NCAA tournament. Sean Miller is a winner. Sean Miller has consistently put teams in the top 25, consistently built top five seed level teams. And I think the more I look at Xavier, the more I think that that's a team that could do just that. You still have Colby Jones, who I think is one of the more underappreciated players. You have so much talent up front with Nungy and Fremantle, Deontay Miles. You've got these talented young guys like Cam Kraft and Desmond Claude and Elijah Tucker. I mean, the talent level here, it's almost exclusively top 100 former guys. And really, the only question mark is that point guard spot with Sule Boom, who transferred from UTEP, high-volume scoring guard. You know, obviously, that's a tricky thing to adjust to a higher level with. But if they get solid point guard play from Boom, I think this team could be really, really good and potentially push at the top of the Big East.
Totally agree with you. I do think that Xavier, especially with having a man that has already had success at Xavier in John Miller, that is going to be a good fit. Just like whenever you join this podcast, Kevin, you are always a great fit. You do amazing work over there at Sports Illustrated. I know that you are getting set for what is going to be an incredible college basketball season. You just bring so much to the table when it comes to being able to take a look at this amazing sport. I know that you've already joined me for a few conference previews of my own as well. So let the good people at home know it's all on tap for you now. People can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yes, sir. It's at @CBB_Central on Twitter. Excited really about what we've got going on over at Sports Illustrated in terms of our college basketball prep. Doing a lot of the back end stuff right now to get prepped for a content blitz, I guess you would call it, in October. We'll have plenty of stuff coming, whether it's coaches to know, breakout players to know, conference previews, our 1 to 363 rankings, which are a big hit. So it's a lot of work behind the scenes, but hopefully you guys will enjoy it once it comes to fruition in October.
And it gets longer and longer every single year, because it used to be like 353 teams, and then it was 357, 358. They don't make it easier any year. So it is one of those things in which the workload always becomes bigger for Kevin, and he always does a great job of being able to manage. And every single time he joins this podcast, always delivers great insights. A big thanks for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. And if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, What I have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be out for this. And first one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_D1. Keep in mind, letter CM, maybe does not matter. As per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way, it is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, or before whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review, I will be coming at you guys every single day on this podcast during the offseason. News and notes of college basketball, along with conference previews, which we should have quite a few of those on the rise for the next 10 or so days. And then once we get in season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I will chat at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.